Now, as promised, let's take you to the US, where Donald Trump says he has been, quote, completely exonerated, unquote, by an inquiry into whether Russia helped him get to the White House. His supporters are jubilant. His critics and others say, not so fast. Simon Marks is LBC's US correspondent in Washington, D.C. Simon?
Well, Eddie, let's start with the basics. As far as we know, no one outside the Department of Justice has actually read Robert Mueller's report. Now, I know the headlines are filled with competing claims that it either utterly clears Donald Trump and sets the stage for his re-election next year, or it lays fresh groundwork for his impeachment on charges of obstruction of justice. You pays your money and you takes your choice, but all of those opinions are being voiced by people who have not read the report. The only thing we've seen so far is a four-page summary of Robert Mueller's findings written by the Attorney General of the United States, William Barr. And what you need to know about William Barr is that he was appointed just about a month ago by, you guessed it, President Donald Trump. But if we give William Barr the benefit of the doubt and assume that his précis of the Mueller report is broadly accurate, then it definitely clears one major cloud hanging over the president's head. Robert Mueller, we're told, found no evidence of collusion or criminal conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russians. That is a huge win for the White House, even if the president wasn't personally magnanimous in victory.
It's a shame that our country had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this before I even got elected. It began. And it began illegally. And hopefully somebody's going to look at the other side. This was an illegal takedown that failed.
So let's pause him right there for a second and establish a bit of a fact check. The Mueller inquiry was not in any sense illegal. Robert Mueller was legally appointed by the Department of Justice following the president's rather rash decision to fire then FBI Director James Comey. The firing of Mr. Comey stoked concerns in Washington that there was something about the president's relationship with the Russians that the White House wanted to hide. Mr. Mueller's appointment also had nothing to do with Democrats or the other side, as President Trump described them there. Nor did his probe begin before Donald Trump was elected. It actually started 5 months into his presidency. Anyway, now back to Donald Trump.
And hopefully somebody's going to be looking at the other side. So it's complete exoneration, no collusion, no obstruction. Thank you very much. Thank you.
It is not, in fact, complete exoneration, as the president claims. Far from it. The Attorney General says that Robert Mueller writes, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. So, complete exoneration? Not even close. But in a post-truth world, that is not stopping the White House from taking multiple victory laps. The president's press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I think Democrats and the liberal media owe the president and they owe the American people an apology. They wasted 2 years and created a massive disruption and distraction.
A distraction that, it's worth remembering, saw 200 criminal charges being brought against 34 separate individuals, including the president's former national security adviser, Michael Flynn, his former foreign policy adviser, George Papadopoulos, his former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, now heading to jail, his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, also now heading to jail. And while, again, there is no doubt that the Mueller report's failure to find collusion with the Russians is a massive win for the White House, there are also massive questions about why the president is not now facing obstruction of justice charges. That decision was taken this weekend by Attorney General William Barr. Remember, he's only one of a handful of Americans who so far have been allowed to read the Mueller report. Former U.S. Attorney Barbara McQuaid is one of many investigators and constitutional lawyers troubled by that decision.
The biggest question that Barr's letter raises is why on earth is he the one inserting himself and making this ultimate decision on obstruction of justice? The whole purpose for having a special counsel was to have an independent, objective viewpoint insulated from the chain of command so that the public could have confidence in the outcome here.
But those questions are in the weeds, and that's not where Donald Trump likes to hang out. He firmly believes that he has now kick-started his campaign for re-election next year, notwithstanding all the other investigations into his administration, his businesses, his inauguration, and his family ethics that continue to grind away. Democrats have to decide how much further to go with all of this, Eddie, and that's a decision that is now as much political in nature as it is legal.
Our US correspondent Simon Marks with the facts.